Joining me now is Matthew Hailstone and Lulu Gunter. Now, you may have heard me mention earlier on our events guide that on Saturday there's a dog and family fun day at Blue Gates Farm, Rookery Road in Blackmore. Well, this is Matthew's farm, I believe, Matthew. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Is this your farm?
No, it's actually my farm. The farm belongs to Richard Simmons, and it'll be like the fifth generation in his family to own it.
Oh, really?
But he lets me have my shop on his farm, and I do all the events in the big field behind it.
Oh, brilliant. So yours is the farm shop then. Okay, yeah. Lovely. Oh, well, give it a bit of a shout out. What sort of stuff do you sell at the farm shop?
Well, I sell like a... It was going to be more of like a mostly dog shop it was, and then the equine side took over it.
Right.
But it's mostly horse and dog now, and there's like a little gift shop, and there's like a little little bits and bobs here for the different charities as well.
Right.
So we try and do as much as we can, really.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, you mentioned charities, and you run a few charity events there. Tell us about the one coming up on Saturday then. What's happening?
Well, we've got an awful lot going on. We've got like a live band coming, we've got a dog show, there's even like a dog game at the beginning of the dog show. We've got alcohol from a lady who does it in a horse box. We've got loads of crafters that make their own personal touch to that jewellery and like plaques and all sorts. We've got barbecue, we've got someone who's doing sausage and mash and like all sorts of food. We've got someone who does cold food as well, who's doing like little meal deals. We've got like a wide selection, really. We've got people even with healing creams and stuff like that coming as well.
Okay, it sounds fantastic. And the weather's supposed to be really nice on Saturday, isn't it? So hopefully you'll have a good day. So Lulu, what's your involvement in all this?
So I jump on board when Matt does things like this and give him a little bit of hand with organising stuff and some marketing and just generally get under his feet, really.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I believe you're an ex-radio presenter, aren't you?
I did a little bit.
Well, okay, yes. You know, I know what we're like, yeah. Well, we're always looking out for presenters here on Phoenix FM, so come and present a show here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so what other sort of events do you tend to cover throughout the year?
At the moment, we've just the main charity ones at the moment are the dog shows and the family fun days, but we are looking into like outdoor cinemas. We're looking at doing but hopefully to bring Richard over and doing like proms and like weddings possibly in the fields. But a chunk of each event will go towards charity as well. It's not solely just for business. We do things for like animal sanctuaries, dog rescues, children with learning difficulties, even that's another thing I've done before. So it's not just animal based, it's like an all round thing. So it really brings the families together as well as the animals that are living with them.
Yeah, fantastic. So is this the only one you've got booked at the moment?
I've got this one, and then I've got one on Sunday, the 1st of September as well.
Yeah.
And with Lulu's help, we're organising to do an outdoor cinema as well, hopefully, during this year.
That should be towards the end of August, we're looking at. But it's all dependent on sundown and things.
So. Okay, so what particular charities are you supporting with these events?
Well, the family dog show and that, we're looking at supporting Wallace Kennels. She literally puts all her money into the dogs. She's, she doesn't take any of it for herself. And then you've got Hayfield Animal Sanctuary, who are always looking for volunteers as well, because it is a charity in the sanctuary. And they rescue so many animals all the time. They've even got some of our sheep there, actually, because we used to have sheep on the farm. Those are the two main animal ones we mainly deal with. We're looking at getting Rima Sanctuary, hopefully, if they come on board for the next year. And I've just found out there's a really local one called Zinc in Ongar, which I would like to deal with as well.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know we've had Hopefield in, but recently we've had the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary people in. I know they've had a particularly difficult winter financially and trying to raise money. And as with all of these sort of organisations, it's sort of living from hand to mouth, month by month, isn't it?
And
so any additional funding they can get like this is absolutely brilliant. So how did you get into all this, Matthew? What started it all off?
Don't know, really. People think I'm crazy sometimes. I was doing the first, when I very first did the first event, I wanted to make a bit more at the field, because it was like I always cut the hay on, and the first event was in September, so there was no hay on the field at the time.
Right.
And I thought, well, I'll do something a bit different, really. And then when the event started to kick off, I was like, people getting interested in it, I was like, oh, okay, well, I've got to do something with this. So I thought, well, I'll find a charity to pitch walls, and then it all starts from there, really.
Right.
I think what drives Matt is he's so community and family orientated that anything he does, when we sit down and talk about things, well, okay, so what charity are we going to support this one?
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's always what drives his whole kind of ethics behind what
that's
he does.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done, Matt. That's really, really good. Now, we've got this event on the Phoenix FM Events Guide. That's at phoenixfm.com. Is there anywhere else anyone can get more information about it?
Well, you've got my business Facebook page, which is Bluegate Farm Shop. There's boards I've scattered everywhere. Probably the council's taken some of them down because I didn't ask. sorry, councils. And I've just been handing out flyers everywhere. Wallace Kennels have been posting it as well.
Yeah.
I believe Hopefield has as well, obviously, because it's to help them out as well.
Sure.
And okay. The stallholders will be putting it on their Facebook pages too, their business ones, and also the website, which is just about to be relaunched.
Yeah.
It'll all be on there too.
Okay. So it's no point in looking at the moment. Is there or?
We will probably have some links up in the next few hours, but it's probably best just to stick with Facebook because it's everyone uses that as their platform nowadays.
All
don't
right,
they,
so. Well, we'll put a link to your Facebook details on our website later.
Excellent.
On.
Thank you.
Just remind us all again about Saturday, where and when.
Well, it's at Bluegates Farm, Rookery Road, Blackmoor, Essex, CM40LG. As you come in, you go pretty much right through the farmyard, so you see all the farm machinery, and it's in the massive 10-acre field in the back there. There's dog shows, there's alcohol, there's a live band that's doing like groovy old music and modern music as well. There's a band of six. There's about 20 or 30 odd crafters.
And well, face painting.
Actually, that's growing still as well, actually, so I keep getting asked. There's face painters as well.
Inflatables.
Giant bouncy castle, but it's like a mini games in the bouncy castle. There's electronic rides as well that actually come in. I've got all sorts of cakes. I've got a vegan company that's going to see if they can make it as well. They haven't confirmed yet, but I want to get some vegan food as well so everyone can enjoy the day. It's not just for one type of specific person. I want it to involve everyone.
Yeah.
And it's family for anyone from any cultures of life as well. You don't have to have a dog.
But it'd be lovely if you did, and if you bring one, that's what we want.
Yeah, brilliant, lovely. And beer in a horse box, I think you said earlier on.
Yeah, they do Prosecco. They even do alcohol drinks that are actually alcohol-free, but taste like alcohol. My mum loves them because she doesn't drink hardly ever.
And Matt, tell everybody about your new cocktail.
Oh, yeah, well, I said that's a joke, and I said, why don't you not make a cocktail for that Bluegates Farm on the day? And she said, well, why not, we'll put some of that blueberries in it. And she's actually going to donate £1.50 of each one she sells of them to the charity as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, I think that's brilliant what you're doing. I'm going to have trouble staying away, but I'm down to watch the Champions League final, I'm afraid. But
send your friends.
Yeah, I will. Well, I hope you have a great day. I hope it's a great success, and thanks very much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. That's Matthew Halstone and Lulu Gunter.